Sodra jy 'n valhelm oor jou kop trek, weet elke renjaer wat die risiko's is wat daarmee gepaard gaan. Sneldeel 7 van die 2020 Dakar ren sal vir altyd onthou word as 'n baie hartseer dag. Paulo Gonsalves, 'n motorfietsryer wat deelgeneem het aan sy 13de Dakar, het gister sy lewe verloor in die strafste motorren ter wêreld waaroor hy so passievol was. Ons begin vandag se verslag met Steffie Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group wat fokus op ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
It was an immensely dark and sad day at the Dakar Rally. The iconic and much-loved Portuguese rider Paulo Gonsalves passed away after a full sustained 273 kilometers into today's special Stage 7. 40-year-old Paulo was taking part in his 13th Dakar. He made his debut in 2006 and finished four times in the top 10, including runner-up to Mark Coma in 2015. He was the 2013 FIM cross-country rallies world champion and was 46th place overall after Stage 6 of the Dakar 2020. Our sincerest condolences go out to his family and friends, his team, and his supporters all over the world. May he rest in peace. Today was not about positions, but at the close of stage, Ross Branch was placed 27th overall, Tay Perry 56th, Kirsten Lundman 62nd, Stuart Gregory 70th, and Graham Sharp in 79th place in the general classification. Ricky Brabec still leads the general classification for Honda. Stage 8 has been cancelled for bikes and quads in order to give the riders time to mourn their friend. Over to Jeanette from Villa Tweer Villa for the auto category.
Vir die Toyota Gazoo Racing renspan was Nasser Al-Attiyah tweede vir die dag en hy is nog steeds tweede algeheel, 10 minute agter die Mini van Carlos Sainz. Bernardine Brinke was vierde vir die dag, Fernando Alonso sesde en Jeaneel de Villiers sewende. Vir Alonso was die resultate gister nie belangrik nie.
One of those days that you don't want to hear and you don't want to experience in any motorsport race. But yeah, today very sad news with the biker, with Paulo, and our condolences to the family, to his friends, and definitely whatever the result is today, whatever our personal experience during the stage will never be, you know, important compared the sad news. So yeah, a little bit shock and a little bit sad today.
Kyk hoe Nasser, Alonso, Jeaneel en Ten Brinke die san van Saudi-Arabië in hulle Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Hilux bakkies aandurf. Besoek www.tgrsa.co.za of soek TGR South Africa op sosiale media. In die SSV-kategorie was het vir Konrad Rautenbach van Zimbabwe en sy Zephyr, maar vooral vir sy navigator, Petro Prata, wat vriende was met Paulo Gonsalves, 'n baie hartseer dag.
Sad day on Dakar. Passing of Paulo. He was a good friend of Pedro, my navigator, as also extra bad news. Really sorry for him and send my condolences to his family and friends. For us, the stage was okay. It was very fast. We got unlucky with a puncture and we also broke the bolt, but that's part of it with such a fast stage. We moved up one position and we're a bit closer to the guys ahead. Still about an hour off the lead though. But otherwise, okay.
Op 'n positiewe noot, Treasury One Motorsport se Henny de Klerk en sy navigator Johan Smalberger met hulle Redline Motoring Adventure geboude Nissan Navara het 'n goeie dag in die duine gehad.
Vandag het ons goeie dag gehad, lekker duine gehad, lekker oop vinnige seksies gewees. Toe ons aan die einde was, ons 26ste, navigasie was goed gewees. Ja, so ons het dit baie geniet, probeer nog van my verkoue ontslaa raak, maar verder gaan alles goed.
Ek is Janet van Wiele 2 Wiele.
This is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2020. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.